Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Boudreau trying to get to third. Wertz throws the ball into Kell, who tags Boudreau for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Wirtz throws the ball into Lake, who tags Lemon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kell trying to get to third. Kennedy throws the ball into Boone, who relays the ball to Boudreau, who tags Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Trucks juggles the ball. That's an error on Trucks. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry strikes out. 1 out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Robinson for a passed ball. Doby moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Doby scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Boone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz scores. Evers moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Feller now pitching. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. One out. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Hegan scores. Feller moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Hal White now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon pinch hits for Neil Berry. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Hal White. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 4 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.